Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Tokyo 1972. A snake, a rope, a scorpion, or a crab. One morning as Prabhupada Charmasundara and I walked, a small creature crawled across the road. Prabhupada pointed at the crab-like creature with the tip of his cane. A scorpion. Be careful. We continued walking as Shyamasunder turned and whispered in my ear, "It's a land crab." My comment, a scorpion or a crab, a snake or a rope. I had never seen a scorpion, but this creature looked quite like a crab. Prabhupada explains the perfection and knowledge of an exalted devotee, a spiritual master, as being on a completely different level than scorpions, crabs, or spectacle-free eyesight in the following conversation, which took place during the 1975 Gaur Purnima festival in Mayapur. I think it was on a morning walk. Prabhupada. Yes, pure devotee does not aspire for anything, simply to be engaged in loving service to the Lord. Wherever it may be, it doesn't matter. Jaya Dvaita. They know everything, and they are perfect in everything. But sometimes, from our material viewpoint, we see some discrepancies, just like we think that, Prabhupada says, because material viewpoint, the viewpoint is wrong, therefore you find discrepancies. Jaya Dvaita. So we should think that we have the defect, Prabhupada. Yes. Acharya has explained bhakti, Samshanaha, one who is preaching the cult of devotional service. He is Acharya. Then why should you find any discrepancy? Jaya Dvaita. Because we see, for instance, sometimes the Acharya may seem to forget something or not to know something. So from our point of view, if someone has forgotten, that is an imperfection. Prabhupada. Then you do not understand. Acharya is not God, omniscient. He is a servant of God. His business is to preach bhakti cult. That is Acharya. Jaya Dvaita. And that is the perfection? Prabhupada. That is the perfection. Hare Krishna. Jaya Dvaita. So we have a misunderstanding about what perfection is. Prabhupada. Yes. Perfection is here. How he is preaching bhakti cult. That's all. Satsrupa. Prabhupada, in one purport in the Bhagavad Gita, you write that a disciple of a bona fide spiritual master is supposed to know everything. Prabhupada, yes. If he follows the spiritual master. Satsrupa. But how can he know, what does that mean, everything? Prabhupada. Everything means whatever his guru knows, he should know that much. Not like God, everything. Within his limit, that's all. If he tries to understand whatever his guru has said, that much is everything. Otherwise, everything does not mean that we know everything like God, like Krishna. That is not possible. If he regularly chants and follows the regulative principles, follows the order of guru, then he knows everything. That's all. Not very much. Knows everything. Then what is the use of reading books when he knows everything? You cannot expect anyone to know, like Krishna, everything. Jaya Dvaita. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that one who knows him knows everything. Prabhupada. Yes. Because if he knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he knows everything, that's all. Not that he should know as Krishna knows. Yasmin vigyate savameva vigyatam. If he accepts Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, then he knows everything. That is finished. Jaya Dvaita, that knowledge itself is complete. Prabhupada, yes. Satsrupa. If there's some material information that such a person doesn't know, that's not real knowledge anyway. Prabhupada, I did not follow. Satsrupa. If he doesn't know how many people live in Jaya Dvaita, just like Gaur Kishore could not write, So it appeared that he did not, there was something that he did not know, although he knew Krishna. Prabhupada, yes, he knows everything. Otherwise, how Bhakti Siddhanta accepted him as guru? He knows Krishna, that's all. Nalini Kanta. What the spiritual master says, that is also perfect. Prabhupada, yes, because he does not say anything concocted. Whatever he says from Shastra and Guru. A moment alone. One morning, as Prabhupada, Shyamasundara and I were nearing the temple after a morning walk, Shyamasundara split off to make a telephone call. Prabhupada and I continued walking towards his cottage. Prabhupada stopped. We stood together, surveying the rugged Japanese landscape with its scrub, barren, reddish earth and pine trees on the small hills. The moment was sweet and silent. The two of us were alone, and my heart filled with affection for Prabhupada. I just want to serve you, Prabhupada, I spoke softly. Without speaking, Prabhupada glanced, focused straight on me for a few seconds. Did he hear? Did he understand? I wondered. Prabhupada continued his silence, and we walked towards his cottage. My comment on this was simple. Words spoken in a sweet and intimate moment must bear the test of time. Okay. Hare Krishna. We'll end now. And next, we'll read about part one of the traveling, the journey to Kobe, Japan in 1972, a new chapter. Hare Krishna.